Top 10 things a mom would never say. Don't bother wearing a jacket. The wind chill is bound to improve. I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve. Yeah, keep that look on your face. It's really cute. Curfew is just a general time to kind of shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison or anything around here. Well, if Tommy's mother says it's okay, that's good enough for me. Go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to feed and walk him every day for the rest of my life, or his. Wait, let me smell that shirt. Yeah, that's good enough for another week. Yeah, let's just leave all the lights on. It makes the house look more cheery and welcoming. Yeah, I used to skip school a lot, too. And the number one thing a mother would never say, I agree, you haven't spent enough time playing that video game. Go ahead and stay up another few hours and sit on the couch and play for a while more. You deserve it. A little boy was kneeling beside his bed with his mother and grandmother, softly saying his prayers. Dear God, please bless Mommy and Daddy and all the family, and please give me a good night's sleep. And suddenly he looked up and shouted, oh, and don't forget to give me my bicycle for my birthday. There's no need to shout like that, his mother said. God isn't deaf. No, said the little boy, but Grandma is. It's Mother's Day. And we've read some scriptures that we're following our lectionary, and they kind of jive and they don't in so many ways. But it is Mother's Day, and we're thinking about the way and the truth in the life today in regards to Jesus' statements. And it's interesting that there is that connection that we read John 14 very often at funerals. And we find that certainly in our experiences and my experiences as well, that many families come together in a funeral situation, and mothers are often the focus of their attention. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And we want to reflect on some of that this morning in regards to Mother's Day and what the role of mother is. So as we continue to move into that, let's just take a moment and bow our heads in prayer. Lord, I pray the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind will be acceptable before you. And Spirit of God, open all of our hearts and minds this day as we reflect on what it is that Jesus is that way and truth and life, and what it is in light of this particular day that we celebrate Mother's Day. We pray this in Christ's mighty, mighty name. Amen. So Happy Mother's Day is a phrase that we're going to be hearing all day long. And if you've been watching anything on television or reading anything on the newspaper or listening to radio, it's been going on for much more than just today. Probably the last month there's been sales and there's been things that you better get done because it's Mother's Day is coming. I did hear on the news just the other day that next to Christmas, Mother's Day is the biggest marketing day for most retail outlets, because this is when they sell most cards and flowers and chocolates and just general gifts. And if, again, you look at the advertising, you should also buy your mother a ring every year, apparently. So, you know, full of diamonds. You know, if you don't, I mean, you're really not respecting who she is, according to them, anyway. Equally, as I look around, there's lots of articles. CBC had an article. It was this one this year, written on May 10th this year by Selena Mills, a letter to moms for whom Mother's Day is hard. That seems to be sort of the equal airtime that we're getting about how difficult Mother's Day is. Well, that's very true, and there's been another article that I came across a while back, too. It was quoting things like, there's far too many people who want to be a mother but can't, so Mother's Day is nothing more than a painful reminder of that. Far too many people who were a mother, but their children died at birth, so Mother's Day is a painful reminder. There's far too many people who had a terrible mother, so Mother's Day is nothing but a painful reminder. And there's far too many people who have lost their mother to death, so again, Mother's Day is a painful reminder. And although that may be true for some, I kind of have a problem with the phrase, there are far too many. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. And when I did the research, and I've done over the last years, and I've talked about it here, to find out, when did Mother's Day start? Like, how did they all get started? It's fairly recent, relatively speaking. It started in 1905 in the States. Just a small little bit of a movement that was taking place, 1908. A bit of a movement that took place. Anna Jarvis had held a memorial for her mother in Grafton, West Virginia, and she began a campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday. And her mother had died. So she had lost her mother. So this business about people, well, I've lost somebody, I can't do Mother's Day. The purpose of Mother's Day was that this lady had just lost her mom, and she wanted to remember and honor her mom. And I think in that sense, we've skated off the target so much as far as what Anna Jarvis wanted to do for Mother's Day. She wanted to remember somebody that meant something very much in her life and now wasn't a part of her life. But marketing and businesses and commercial enterprises took over that, and we have devolved, so to speak, to, you know, something much more to the point of where you need to buy a diamond ring for your mother or the mother in your life or whatever every year, because after all, you know, $1,700, $2,000 for a diamond ring. We've all got that, don't we? And if we don't, we're a failure somehow. Like, and then suddenly there's all this pressure built onto it. It's not just honoring somebody who was very special in our lives. It's something much more it becomes. And it becomes a pressure situation. Mother's Day, Father's Day, all of these different things. And, you know, we can get cynical, and as I find I'm getting older, I sound more cynical to myself. When I reflect back, I've been talking like this since I was probably this big. Maybe I've been cynical all my life, I don't know. But it seems to me that it's a good thing that we honor mothers. It seems to me that it's a good thing that we honor fathers. It seems to me it's a good thing that we honor grandparents. We should be honoring each other. It clearly in Scripture tells us, honor one another in Christ. So what is it to be a mother? Well, we could say someone who nurtures and cares. What is it to be a father? We could say someone that provides and protects. But that definition, as we heard last week when Stuart was talking, could be definitions that came from 50 years ago. Our world has changed a little bit, and Stuart made that clear in some of the words that he shared with us about culture and time. Because, again, we get back to, well, you know, what about single moms or single dads? We need to understand the role of mother and father, but mother in particular today. We all have a mother in our life. None of us would be here if we didn't have a mother in our life. Something that we need to never lose sight of. But that's the biological side of it. The other thing about mothers to remember, I think, is, and it's important, is the role of mother can get played by any number of people. You know what? As I thought about that particular wording, anybody can fill that role, I thought about this congregation. And you know, I've been dealing with health issues for a long time. Different things have been going on. My back is the most recent, it seems. And you all have been mother for me in so many ways. And I thank you so much for that. And I do honor you as a congregation. It's nice when people come around and say, how are you feeling today? You know, that's what my mom would say. How are you feeling today? Are you okay? We're all being mother to one another when we do that. And that's what God expects of us. We also stumble on when we try to understand the idea of mother when we look at Scripture. And in this politically correct world that we're in, we see Bible translations coming out where it's God the parent. In fact, there's a hymn in our hymn book somewhere that talks about God the mother. And I know the church I was doing my student placement in, I picked that hymn one morning because the words were lovely in it and didn't think about it, but there was somebody waiting in the minister's office after the service to complain about that phrase, God the mother. Shouldn't be singing that. It's God the Father. The Scripture says God the Father. The minister, fortunately, he handled that because he knew that person well. But the idea behind that particular phrasing, and I'm not talking about the politically correct translations that are out there, the idea behind that particular song and that phrasing in that song is to say that God takes on these different aspects when we define what a mother may be, when we think of a mother sort of as nurturing and caring. God nurtures and cares for us. Maybe it's more specific, God the parent, we could say, I suppose, more specifically. Where we run into problems, and I'll go back to my opening statements, is when we think of God the parent, God the father, God the mother, we can't disconnect ourselves from that parent role that we may have experienced in our life or in somebody else's life that wasn't positive. So if we had a bad relationship with our father, saying God the Father, it's kind of a tough one, isn't it? Because the only father image I have is the one that I've experienced personally in my life. But God is not limited to that. God goes well beyond that limitation. So if we said a motherly aspect of God mothering us, and if you've had a bad relationship with your mom, or a bad relationship with a mom in your life, you're going to have a hard time trying to understand what it is when we try to talk about the nature of God in that sense. God goes well beyond that. God is that perfect parent. God is that perfect father, the things that we're crying for. You know, on social media this week, I've been posting lots of stuff, little memes they call them, and I've got all these little sayings, and I saw one that I didn't do. Someone had sort of summarized the story of the prodigal son. And they summarized it with a couple of set statements. And the statements were, the son went out and did a bunch of bad stuff, and in the end, he just wanted to come home. So I reposted that and added the line, isn't that what we all want? Isn't that what we all want? We all, inside of us, there's a child, in that sense, that desires to be held by our mother and by our father. A good mother and a good father, in our minds. That when we're feeling afraid, as we read in that psalm this morning, we're feeling alone, what is it we desire? To be embraced and held and told it'll be okay. And told and held and nurtured. That's the God we serve. That's the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. We're coming home in that respect. To be embraced in that relationship that nurtures us and cares for us and revives us in so many ways. And that's what mothers are for. All of us, as I said, have had a mother. Some of them have been better, some of them not. Some of them have been great. The Bible is very clear to us about honoring that mother in our lives. In Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents. We get that far and kind of stop sometimes, but obey, for that is right. But honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Say that again from Ephesians 6. Honor your father and mother, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Paul's quoting from the Old Testament. He's quoting from Exodus 20 in particular. We read in Proverbs about a description of a mother. Proverbs 31. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at times to come. Wow. What a strong mother that would be. Life doesn't look so great down the road, but my mom just laughs at it. Ha! She's a strong woman. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well at the way to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy. Her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share of the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the city gates. Wow, what a lovely description of a mom in so many ways. And an accurate one in that sense, I believe. A mom who cares. I did see a documentary this week on BBC on the Arctic. It was showing a female bear walking along, polar bear, with two cubs. And this big, gruff male bear came along. And he was literally twice the size, they said on the show, of this female bear. And they said, well, you know, sometimes these male polar bears, they'll kill the cubs and, you know, maybe kill the mother too. And you see this mother bear just coming up to this male. And she wasn't going to take that description, wouldn't take any guff from this guy. And she actually chased him off, twice the size of her. My mom image is that mother bear with her cubs. Nobody's coming near my kids. Nobody's coming near my kids. You know, that's our God. Not that our moms are God, but that's a description of the God we serve, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, God loves us with an everlasting love, and he's a forceful God. And when we need that hug, and when we're feeling alone, like we read in Psalms, and we need a hug, God is there. How is God there? I already said it. Right here. All of you. You are the hands and arms and feet of God. And we can embrace one another. See, it's why we do these things, not just that we do them. We embrace one another and we support one another and we ask, how you doing today? Not because we do those things, but because we serve a living God in Christ. We serve a living God in Christ who tells us He is the way, the truth, and the life. I've read this before, but I wanted to read it again because I think it's touching to me how we see our mom as we age through our life. At 4 years of age, my mommy can do anything. At 8 years of age, my mom knows a lot, a whole lot. At 12 years of age, my mom doesn't really quite know everything. At 14 years of age, naturally, mom doesn't know that either. At 16 years, mother, she's hopelessly old-fashioned. At 18, that old woman, she's way out of date. At 25, well, she might know a little bit about it. At 35, before we decide, let's get mom's opinion. At 45, I wonder what mom would have thought about that. And at 65, I wish I could talk it over with mom. Don't forget, behind every happy child and every happy face, there's a mother influencing them. And we're thankful for the mothers that we have in our lives and have had in our lives who've made us who we are. I'm going to close with this one statement. And I say this at funerals. We started out by talking John 14, and I said we'd say it at funerals. I finish funerals like this very often. And I think it's important on Mother's Day, not because it's a funeral, but because of the statement I'm going to make. Every single person in this room, you are who you are because of the mom in your life. If you didn't have your mom, or whoever that mom was for you, you would not be who you are today. You'd be very, very different. And there's a mom hugging somebody over there. I can see her right now. Our moms influence who we are, even after they're no longer physically in our lives. They're still here. They're still here. And they make us who we are. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God of love, bless the mothers of our world, especially those who are actively bringing up their children and training and instruction of your word. They may not be the biological mothers. They may not be the adoptive mothers. They may just be somebody who's being that mother in their life. Thank you for them. Give them wisdom and stamina for this great calling, and let their care be received eagerly and with gratitude. Lord, have compassion on mothers who grieve the loss of their children, whether it's miscarriage, stillbirth, premature death, and care tenderly for those mothers who've been unable to bear children, that they may be comforted in their longing, fulfilled in other blessed mercies. Guide mothers who are making transitions from school to work, from singleness to marriage, from parenting to empty nests, from families to singleness, from work to unemployment maybe. And strengthen all mothers of all ages in their calling that they may be fulfilled with the love and honor of their dear children. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Now I need the boys and girls up here for one more time. I need you to stand here, right here in a row. I need you to face me. You stand right there on the floor. That's good. Right by Isaac in a nice line like this. Okay? Got you all there? You ready? I need you to hold some papers for me. Come on up, Sheila. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very good. We got a good number. I'm going to need you to hold some papers for me, and I need you to wait until I tell you to turn around, okay? So you're going to hold a piece of paper for me? Can you hold that one? Just hold it like that. Right in front. Hold it like, I want you to just hold the paper like this up against your chest, like that. Right there. That's good job. Good job. Let's make sure I've got this all done right. You can do the same. That's good job. And you can do that too. Right? Up and close to you. Right under your chin. Okay? Right under your... Oh, they're all looking to see what it's going to say. All right? And I count to three. You turn around. Ready? And face everybody down here. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Hold them up over your heads now so that everybody can see at the back. Hold them up. Hold them up. Everybody can see. There we go. Good job, guys. Yeah. We love mom. That's what it says. Turn around. Oh, you guys saw it, I guess. You're good. We love mom. Thank you very much, and God bless all the mothers. Let's take a moment now. We'll have our collection. Thanks for your help, guys. Let's have our collection now. Thanks. You can go back and sit down. Thank you very, very much. Good job.